Redwood City Council members on Monday had their first look at draft redistricting maps recommended by the Advisory Redistricting Committee, ARC, last month. Among the maps discussed in the presentation were draft maps B and C2, which were voted on unanimously by the committee during their final meeting on November 17. Both maps have a planned deviation of less than 10%, create two districts that are more than 50% Latinx and keep Redwood Shores in one district. Map B preserves 6 of 17 neighborhoods, while Map C2 preserves 8 selection of the two maps, said ARC Chair Rudy Espinoza-Murray, was guided by 2020 census population data, as well as redistricting criteria described in Community of Interest, COI, testimony and community map submissions. Espinoza-Murray said the committee prioritized three criteria, including maintaining two majority citizen voting age population, CVAP, districts, weighing the value of preserving existing neighborhoods and integrating community feedback. During the public hearing, however, some residents expressed dismay over the recommended maps and the process used to select them. Rona Gundrum said that, in her opinion, both maps submitted for council consideration have significant drawbacks, and asked the council to consider another option. Another resident, Johanna Rasmussen, said she was disappointed that all but one of the final maps kept the Farm Hill neighborhood with Edgewood Park. She implored council members to redraw the district to include certain aspects of their community, such as schools and major transportation routes. Speaker Chris Johnson pointed out that 3 of the 11 members of the redistricting committee live in Redwood Shores. Johnson added that one of the proposed maps puts 4 of the 7 council members in the same district, which could possibly bias the council's future decisions. He asked council members to consider why Mayor Giselle Hale had not recused herself due to her working at the same company as redistricting consultant Paul Mitchell. Mitchell and Hale are employed by voter data aggregator Political Data, Inc. as president and chief financial officer, respectively. Given all these questions, is it any wonder that many residents have lost faith in the process and questioned the legitimacy of these efforts? He asked. While the objectives for redistricting are pure, it's a process easily manipulated by entities not looking out for the residents of Redwood City. The final plan selection hearing is scheduled for January 24. As Paul Mitchell reminded the council during his report, any map they consider has to be made public for at least 7 days before the final hearing. If the world's best redistricting plan were to appear on January 23, the council wouldn't be able to actually adopt that, Mitchell said, adding that all old plans will remain on the City Council website. City Council members are not required to select either of the two maps recommended by ARC. The Council could choose to review any additional maps submitted by the public or even maps discarded by the ARC. Redistricting is meant to realign the 7 voting districts for the roughly 85,000 people that live in Redwood City. This process takes place every 10 years. In October and November, the redistricting held public hearings to gather feedback from the community. You can review the two draft maps suggested by ARC below. Redwood City Draft Plan C2, Interactive, Distinguishing Elements of Draft Map, replaces Plan C from November 3, includes 2 CVAP majority-minority districts, retains District G as depicted in original Plan C, but also includes Fernside area using Alameda de las Pulgas as a boundary on southwestern, bottom, side, keeps as much of Redwood Oaks neighborhood together abutting Woodside Road. Redwood City Draft Map B, Interactive, an earlier version of this story incorrectly stated the neighborhood in which 3 of 11 committee members lived. They live in Redwood Shores. Tilda Leah Worthington is the lead reporter at the Redwood City Pulse. She can be reached at lworthington@rwcpulse.com, on Twitter, and by phone at 650-888-3794. To read more stories about Redwood City, subscribe to our Daily Express newsletter on rwcpulse.com.